Hi, I'm E.G. Cassidy, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 7, and the title to today's episode is PTSD, My Experience, Part 2. So, in Part 1, I talked about my background and shared with you guys some of my experiences and how I ended up being PTSD, which was basically a childhood abuse and then abuse from men when I was a young adult. And yes, I have gotten healing from my PTSD, but I want to talk about one thing in particular today that I used to feel daily when I was still PTSD, and this was for many, many, many years until I got a significant amount of healing. And it was this weird kind of pressure in my brain, almost like a stabbing or something, but it was just this like really weird pressure that was always there that I felt every day. And I mean, obviously I ignored it a lot of the time because I had to. I didn't know how not to. But that pressure stayed in my brain for many, many, many years. I can remember one time when I was in my early 20s and I was at a swimming pool and I was laying on a raft and I was looking up at the clouds. And I can remember thinking, this should give me peace. I should be feeling peace inside right now. And I didn't, and I couldn't. It's like I knew I that was what I desired and wanted, and I couldn't. I had too much pain inside of me to be able to just let go, lay there and relax and enjoy the view. I can do it now, but I could not do it then. And part of the reason, too, was because my energy centers were clogged, and I had to get to a point in my life where I learned how and knew how to unclog my energy centers and balance them, and that is really when the pressure went away in my head. Now, I had gotten immense healing before that, and the pressure was still there, but once I balanced my energy centers and got them lined up, it just went away. It just did. I don't know what that pressure was in my head. I never had I don't remember discussing it with my therapist years ago when I was in therapy, but it did go away once the pain inside of me was gone, and then I got myself in a balanced state mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I'm curious to know if anybody else out there lives with that constant pain and pressure in their head. Was it just me, or does anyone else experience that? Another thing that I experienced back then was my sleep patterns. I always felt like there was a part of me that never slept. Always. I knew it. And what was funny about it was that just a year or two ago, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he had a sleep expert on there who talked about that, who gave an example and said, you know, like if you go to a hotel room somewhere and you're not familiar with the surroundings, a part of your brain will not sleep because it's on constant watch. So I guess that part of my brain that didn't sleep is attributed to that hypervigilance that I talked about in my last video, always being on watch, never feeling safe. That was another reason I think my brain didn't sleep completely. I can now, too. I can sleep now through the night peacefully, and it's wonderful, honestly. It's really fucking cool. So I also wanted to talk about, so here's some of the things. I'm going to go down my list here. I have a list in front of me I typed up of things that I felt when I was severely PTSD. My body was numb. My emotions were numb. Couldn't feel love. I could think it, but I couldn't feel it in here like I can feel it now. I was in protective mode all the time. I was always triggered by my stored pain all the fucking time. Lived in constant fear all the time. Part of my brain didn't sleep. My emotions were numb. My heart was closed off because my emotions were numb. And my emotions couldn't properly flow through my body. Now, we feel in here, in our body. We think here, but we feel here. And if you're numb and your energy centers are clogged up, you can't feel anything. You can't feel the wonderful emotions that flow through our body or are supposed to flow through our body that do flow through my body now. And it's wonderful. It's amazing. My PTSD affected my relationships. It affected my internal peace. It affected my outlook on life. It affected my perspective on life. It affected my self-esteem immensely. Oh my God. Wow, I struggled with my self-esteem for a very, very, very long time because of my PTSD. And so I just want to let you guys, everyone that's listening or watching the video, to know that you can get help. It is a choice. Healing is a choice. It's a choice that you have to make if you want to get healed, and you have to pursue it. And you have to pursue it with everything that's in you. Everything. Go after it as if you were going after a pot of fucking gold, because it is a pot of gold. Go after it. Don't stop. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Pursue your healing. Find the right person or people to help you, whether it's a therapist or a minister or a friend or your spouse or whoever it is that you trust enough to help you, and seek your healing. Go after it with everything that you've got, and I promise you put the work and the energy into your healing, you're going to fucking get it. I got it. It took a long time and a lot of years of hard work, but I got my healing, and if I got my healing, you can get your healing too. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this video or podcast, please like and follow. And I just hope that everyone has a wonderful day. Today is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day if you're a father. And hope everyone just has a beautiful, wonderful day. Thank you for joining me.